says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine and country.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on November 9th, 2016, the day after the glorious event of yesterday, the biggest political event of any of our lives. And for some of us, ranks up there in the top two or three events of our entire lives in toto: marriages, births, christenings, graduations. What an amazing thing happened to us yesterday. And what I'd like to do tonight is celebrate this with George in Maryland and Paul in Canada. Are you both, gentlemen, are you both here?
Yes. I wouldn't miss it for anything. It was such a roller coaster. Last night I was driving from where I was up in Quesnel to another place in British Columbia, trying to catch it on the radio, and then when I was in a restaurant, catching it on two channels at the bar, and then when I got to my final destination, flipping channels, and wow, what a cliffhanger until near the end where things all cleared up and Trump won. Well, what a thumping victory, what a vindication, and I think you must feel so good because, you know, you and George and the American Freedom Party and William Johnson believed from the beginning that Trump was right and he would win. And this is huge. This is real, really revolutionary.
Well, thank you, Paul. And thank you. And thank you to everybody out in the audience there. We can all give ourselves a big well done. And I guess we were very clear-sighted in seeing when Trump broke from the gate right after he announced. He said some things that some of us correctly read as meaning this man is for real. His program is our program. And it is vitally important that he win and that we do all that we can to help him win. And thank you, folks out there. This has been, you know, the American Freedom Party has been here on the radio for 3 years. I've lost track now, but about 3 years. And we have been doing the Trump phenomenon part of this American Freedom Party programming for a little more than a year. And we've done an awful lot of radio shows, five a week here, weekdays, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and then Sunday, our three-hour show from 3 to 6 Eastern Time. And, well, what I'd like to do tonight, I'd like to let you folks get a chance to call in a celebration show. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And if I may, just to give you a suggestion as to what I'd like us to be talking about tonight, I'd like to hear how, just personally, how, you know, just a brief statement because of our time limits as to how you feel, how this has changed your life, and folks, the change is now just beginning. I like what Donald Trump said last night in his acceptance speech, his victory speech, when he said, you know, this is just the beginning. And indeed it is. So if you could call in, I don't want to get into any specific issue tonight. I don't think we have time for that. I just want to let it sink in, the importance of what just happened to us, the importance of this man. You know, Paul and George, it's something this huge, it's like being right up close to the elephant. It's possible to miss how big it is because it's right in our face and it's so huge.
I think you're right, James, but you know, a couple of points I think are really important. Number one, the media stands utterly discredited with, you know, very, yes, very few exceptions. Trump was denounced, defamed, lied about by the mass media. Their polls were either outrageously wrong, in which case they're seen to be as incompetence, or they were lies, that those, yeah, polls never did say what we're told they said, in which case, but either way, they're discredited. Yes, sometimes you get a poll wrong. Well, you got to go back to the drawing board if you're an official pollster. You ask yourself, okay, well, why did we miss this? What questions should we have asked, or how should we have asked them to get get valid results? I mean, that's what a pollster does. And they got it wrong. All through the primaries, Trump was supposed to lose. He won. Well, the fact that the polls continue to be wrong allow for only two interpretations. They were lying, in which case they have no credibility, or they're incompetent, in which case they have no credibility. The American media has taken a tremendous hit, largely because of Donald Trump's leadership. He would turn again and again at rallies and say, they're liars. There's the lying media. And that idea has sunk in. Their credibility is shot, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. They will never recover from this. We will never forget. You could see it on their faces last night as the results were coming in. Now, our show last night, Paul, now, boy, we wish you had been here, and I understand why you couldn't.
I was somewhere on a highway headed south. Well, not quite to Dixie, but heading south.
Yeah. Well, when we came on the air, the bare first numbers were just coming in as we came on at 9 p.m. Eastern time. The polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern time. 9 p.m., the very first results were straggling in. We went through an arc from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. that was unbelievable. There were some good signs. All we had, Virginia was, some results were in from Virginia, some results were in from North Carolina, some results were in from Ohio, but they were just fragmentary results. They looked promising, but it was very scary. And then we went through, yeah, you know, every 5 minutes, there was another big change. But by 10 o'clock, our caller, Jeff in Chicago, Jeff, if you're out there listening, boy, a big pat on the back to you. It was Jeff in Chicago who first had the light bulb go off in his head that we added the red states, which were looking okay. They were looking good. But we added those to the pink states, the states that were leaning Trump. Trump had a victory. And so it was about halfway through the show, a little bit more, when we realized, and I said it on the air, this means Trump has won. He has won. Now, the media liars kept dragging it out for another couple of hours after we closed the microphone here on the show. And it wasn't till about 2 in the morning Eastern time that Fox News, finally, Megyn Kelly looking like hell, Chris Wallace looking like hell, dismayed, dizzied, they finally conceded. Only when the Associated Press announced that Donald Trump had won Pennsylvania, and this put him over the 270 mark. They finally, kicking and screaming, were dragged into admitting that Donald Trump is the next president. And Chris Wallace, stunned, he said, I'm looking at the sign now, I'm looking at the Fox, you know, billboard that says Trump is the new president, and he said, and I can't believe it, I'm stunned, I don't know what to think. These people are completely, you're right, Paul, from day one, from the day that Charles Krauthammer said, on the day that Trump announced, Krauthammer said, this is a joke. Donald Trump is a joke. This isn't going to go anywhere. Every week, more of these clowns announcing that's not real. It can't happen. He can't win. He's, Well, look at Obama. Obama is now having to hand over the keys to the Oval Office to Donald Trump. This in the same week that he announced on the campaign trail that Donald Trump is morally unfit to be president of the United States. And, you know, yeah, and unprepared and unfit. So it's going to be an interesting meeting between this giant in American history and giant in world history, Donald Trump, when he meets this pipsqueak, this has-been, wannabe, washed-up, corrupt, gay, communist mulatto, Barack Hussein Obama. And it's going to be an amazing...
Let me suggest what he should do for that meeting. I think Donald Trump should bring along his new attorney general, the former mayor of New York City, Giuliani, and his new chief enforcer, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and Giuliani should present a warrant for Obama's arrest, and Arpaio should slap the cuffs on.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it's going to happen. But
and Hillary,
this is revolutionary. Yeah.
Yes, it is, and all of these criminals have gone scurrying. There was a beautiful moment. George was talking about it last night. Watching the television at the Hillary victory celebration, people were crying, they were sobbing, they were holding each other up. Then this utter criminal, Podesta, comes up. Hillary didn't have the courage or the fortitude to come and give a concession speech, so she sends Podesta, who tells everybody to go back to their hotel, go home. We'll have further announcements tomorrow. It ain't over, folks. There are more votes to count, and every vote should count. So we'll give you an announcement tomorrow. But then AP announced the victory, clear victory in Pennsylvania, and it was finished. It was over. And Clinton, you know, had a phone call with Donald Trump and admitted, okay, I've lost. And maybe in that phone call, this is pure speculation now, but maybe the subject came up of, hey, you know, if I go gracefully and, you know, could you let me off? You know, could you not prosecute me? Could you call Giuliani?
Not likely, James. Not likely.
Yeah, not likely.
I want to do some analysis so we can turn it over to the callers.
Yeah.
There are three smoking heaps right now.
Okay.
One smoking heap is the neocons.
Yeah.
Just a smoking heap of fried cinders.
Yep.
Another smoking heap is the mass media, as Paul talked about. Mm-hmm. And finally, there is a smoking heap. That would be the traditional Democratic Party. There are people with consciences who wanted to be Democrats, and they threw their weight behind this bizarre communist corporate... The Democratic Party bears no resemblance to what it did even 10 years ago, certainly not 50 years ago. To think that we've gone from Paul Tsongas and Michael Dukakis to the monster we have now. I mean, it may as well be Vladimir Lenin or Stalin in high heels. So there's just a smoking ruin of what used to be the political landscape, and now it's anybody's guess. Well, it's going to be up to us. This gives the green light for us. You know, Trump has done his thing. He's held up his end of the bargain. He's going to be a busy man for a long time, but I think we'll be able to do some operating now, and we better not screw it up. We can't complain. We have to get our act together as nationalists and do it right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And next to that smoke, those three smoking heaps that George so correctly identifies, the neocons, the mass media, and the former Democratic Party, we have a Republican Senate standing tall. We have a Republican House standing tall. We have Donald Trump having won a clear mandate win, not a squeaker, and not a not anything that can be explained away by some, you know, like, well, if only Gary Johnson hadn't been in, or only this, or only that, the Hillary could have won. No, there's no scenario under which Hillary could have won. She was trounced. And this is in spite of, and we know it, you know, that delay for hours while we were waiting after the show yesterday for the results to a number of callers in the audience here called me up and said, you know, what's going on here during those hours? The city machines in Philadelphia, and Detroit and the other cities in the states that were hanging fire, they're trying to figure out how can we cook up these votes. How many votes have you got? Can you come up with 10,000 more votes? You know, that kind of conversation must have been going on for several hours until they, in desperation, they couldn't do it. They couldn't fudge in the votes they needed to take Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin, and they had to give up. And the media was forced to find, oh, it was so beautiful. On the floor there of the convention, the Patriots are out screaming, yelling, roaring, better word, roaring, call it, at the Fox people. And the Fox people are sitting up there in their booth. They're surrounded by all these people yelling at them, call it. And they're going for hour and hour. We don't want to hear you, Megyn Kelly. We don't want to hear your thoughts. Chris Wallace, we don't want to hear you. We have our new president. Admit it. And they finally were dragged.
It's a white revolution. Can you just go review what the numbers were? Well, how did it finally shake out for the Electoral College?
Well, let's go there in just a second. I want to open up the phone lines here because I've been talking too long, Paul. And I want to just let's start out with our hero from last night. Let me see if we have him here. We've got we got the lines full, and let's start with Mitzi in Florida. You're on the air, Mitzi.
Thank you, James. This is a great day for America. It's just so wonderful, especially here in Florida. I was really biting my nails, worried whether we'd take it. South Florida is so different from Jacksonville in the North Florida. But I also want to thank you and the Trump Phenomena, the show, and Paul and George, RBN and the American Freedom Party for this show. It really has been wonderful, and I really think you have helped Trump win this election. You may not think so, but I think the alternative media has had a big impact. I also want to thank and praise Bill Johnson, who's the head of the American Freedom Party, for his brilliance in coming up with the robocalls in Utah to help, get out the truth about the independent presidential candidate spoiler. That probably helped Trump too. And I just want to say, to thank all the Christians out there and all the people that prayed to God for Trump and for this election and for the evangelicals and the Christian vote. And I think we need to continue to pray for this great country. And we have been liberated and protected from a satanic force. But we have to pray for this man because he'll be under fire, and we're very blessed. And I want to thank you again. You have been just amazing. You're a real patriot. And my family and I, we just love you. We love RBN, and we love the American Freedom Party, and we love Paul and George. And we love all of the listeners and all the people who call in. And so thank you so much. This is really a great day for America. And I'm so happy that he also won Pennsylvania, which I was worried about too. Thank you.
Oh, Mitzi, thank you. And I like your thank you to Paul and George, who, folks, they have stuck with this show. And we've got Fred in Pennsylvania, speaking of Pennsylvania, coming
thank
up.
Thank you, Mitzi.
Yeah, Mitzi, you have been such a beacon on this show.
Thank you. I feel very blessed to have you, too. Thank you.
And it's going to get more fun, Mitzi, because now, for this whole year, we've been hoping, praying, urging, worrying, sweating. Well, now, look at the challenge now. It's President Trump. And it's going to be a cabinet of patriots. The program, the 100 days program, will roll out, and we here on the Trump Phenomenon, well, we're on Plan A, folks. Remember, we had Plan A and Plan B. Trump wins Plan A. Well, that's where we are. So, get ready for the next, as Trump said last night, the next 8 years. We'll be right back after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. Cut right through that music and get back to you. Let's go to Fred. Well, hang on. I've got William in Montana. Engineer, if we can go to William in Montana.
Hello, Paul, James, and George. What a day of celebration.
For sure.
He came, he saw, she lost, and now she's going to jail.
Bring it on.
Well, you know,
I was
William,
up at 3 in the morning, and I was biting my nails. And when Pennsylvania came in, I mean, we were watching Fox. It took him like an hour and 10 minutes to call. Even New York Times called it. So it was very spectacular. It was amazing. I feel it's like I'm 71 years old, and I feel it's one of the most amazing things I've seen in my life. So, and I really appreciate everything that you've done, because getting the word out, it's really been you. You really did a great job of putting all this stuff out there for people, and being allowing there to be a forum for very intelligent people to call in. I've learned so much from the people who call in here. So, thank you again.
Well, William, you know, and now, really, our work has just begun.
Without a doubt.
we now have this this once-in-a-lifetime president, and he is so what we'll be doing here on the Trump Phenomenon, folks, 6 days a week, we will be doing what we can to help, exactly what we set out to do a year ago. We speculated, Paul and I and George, what can we do? How can we be helpful? Let's do that. Anything that we might do that wouldn't be helpful, let's not do that. And so we set out to try to be as much help as we could because our lives depend on it. This, you know, this is not just another candidate, not just another campaign. Maybe when we don't have the opportunity, well, maybe we'll get it right next time or sometime down the road. Ain't going to be no down the road. This is it. We had to get it right this time. We did. It's amazing. And now we go to each of these issues that Donald Trump placed himself so squarely on, you know, building the wall and ending the export of our jobs and draining the swamp. What a great phrase. Draining. Imagine how many people need to be given their pink slips or their walking papers in Washington, D.C., and how many new great creative people like Jeff Sessions and Rudy Giuliani need to be hired.
I have another interpretation of why Podesta came over and was so upbeat, and that was he was able to duck out of there before he got hit by an ashtray as Hillary was trashing the place. And so, I mean, yeah. She was like, they recorded that, you know, the when she called to concede to Trump, that was recorded like about 3 weeks ago. It was probably created digitally because she would never record anything like that. But there was no way that they were going to calm this woman down, and Podesta just snuck out the back door and came over and did his best.
Yeah. Oh, it was so wonderful. Now, and then we all heard it about 2 a.m. Eastern time this morning, yep. I guess, folks. We heard, I'm going to play this, and all of you that were watching, must be all of you, I think one of the real treats was watching Donald Trump. He had his entire family there, all his kids, all of the in-laws and their kids, and he had Mike Pence and his family on the stage. It was such a warm, wonderful family scene, and he had Jeff Bannon, the brilliant Breitbart manager, chief executive officer that he hired so brilliantly, and he had Giuliani and all of them up on the stage. But to me, the most interesting face on the stage was his youngest son, Barron, yes. Barron William Trump. He looked like somebody. It was so sweet. It was so wonderful. It looks as if somebody got him out of bed. I don't know if he's 11 yet, but last time I checked, he was 10 years old. Mom must have gotten him out of bed there at the Trump Tower, tucked his shirt in quickly. Didn't look like they had much time to do that. And he was literally, folks, standing next to his father, behind his father, asleep on his feet. It was so
again. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Yeah. And I'm only looking forward to what we're going to do in the future. So thanks again.
Okay, William. Stay tuned.
Thanks, William.
We'll be back right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks, and I just got a phone call from Jeff in Chicago, and he wanted to thank you, Paul. And he can't get through; the lines are jammed. We've got so many callers calling in. The let us go here. I'll pick somebody here. Jim in Missouri.
Hi, Ken. Good evening.
Hi, Jim. Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Well,
it was a pretty cloudy night.
Yeah, we're on cloud nine.
Yeah, I agree with you, and Michael Rivero is saying the same thing. This is day one. This is where we got to start. This is where it starts. It's not over. This is where it starts. I would like to comment on Rudy Giuliani. I know you guys disagree with this, and I don't know how, because watching him in the 2008 campaign against Ron Paul and everything, he's a neocon.
Wait a minute, Jim, Jim. I love you, buddy. No. I that was sort of the ground rules for tonight's show. Okay, this is our celebration, Jim. And we'll get down the road here if somebody wants to nitpick with somebody like Rudy Giuliani or anybody else. We'll cover all of that. But this is too, Jim, this is too beautiful.
My suggestion would be Trey Gowdy.
Jim, this is too beautiful a moment, okay? So the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and any nitpicking, we'll save that for later. We'll get to it. Don't worry. This is a hard-hitting show. There's nothing we shy away from, okay? So
I do have a suggestion on a first.
Yeah, but Jim, let me ask you this. Jim, let me just ask you this, because this is really what we're talking about tonight. How do you feel, how do you feel, have you ever had a bigger political event or turn in your life?
Oh, no. I fell asleep sitting up on my couch at 3 or 4 in the morning because I was afraid they were going to flip it on us.
Yeah. And Jim, that's the point that we're making here that we want to and share. We want to share it with you people that have made this show.
Oh, sure.
Is
that
this is the biggest break, the greatest moment, the most beautiful thing that's happened to any of us. It's, you know, as Donald Trump has said at the end of his speeches now, he's incorporated a line. He says, you know, he used to say, in 3 days, in 2 days, in 1 day, you will get what you've been waiting for all of your life. And Paul, let me just ask Paul. Yeah, go ahead.
I've got one thing that I just wanted to suggest because I think that we need to be involved and help. And I think the first thing that we should try to attempt as a group to help with is I believe that we need to get Glass-Steagall passed. They're already in the House.
Oh, Jim,
Senate,
Jim.
And
yes.
We can do that now.
Good idea, Jim. But guess what? The list of things that are going to get done, there are probably 1,000 such things like Glass-Steagall. Jim, thank you so much for being part of the show, and thank you to you. This is a night of celebration. Let's go to Russ in Alabama.
All right, I'm here.
Hey, Russ, how are you feeling?
Well, qualifiedly jubilant. And looking ahead, I think that perhaps Trump appointed tentatively some neocons.
Russ, please, I'm begging you.
Standing
okay?
On a parade.
Russ, how do I convey this message? I'll say it one more time, okay? Russ, we in the Patriot Movement, hang on. We have this unfortunate tendency to nitpick and to find fault with anything. We've been finding fault for so many years. Nothing's gone our way. It's all been bad news for so many decades. We're not ready for winning. Russ, we just won. We'll get to the nitpicking. We'll get to the self-critique and the being hard on ourselves.
Russ, stop.
It may be genetic with us white folks, our inability to just appreciate how beautiful something is. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. So, and Russ, we'll be taking those suggestions and all those good ideas that you have. We've got 8 years. That's how long we're going to stretch this show out, 8 years. And so I want to put that out to everybody. Gird yourself. Get ready. Get set. We're going to follow Donald Trump with the Trump phenomenon this show for his first term and his entire second term. And our motto and our watchword is going to be, we're going to help the Trump revolution. And we're going to be as creative. We're going to provide communication. We'll help mobilization of the patriot community get the word out. That same Fox Media and the CNN and the MSNBC, all these people that were choking on themselves last night, they're still in power and they're still mortified by what just happened. And as Paul said, they were shamed. We've got to supplant them. We have to do the job here. And we'll do it every day here on the Trump Phenomenon. We'll let you know what President Trump has done that day that improves your life and the life of your children. I know when I realized that Trump had won, when Jeff called in last night and it became clear that Trump was the winner, during the break, I went upstairs and got the kids up and just told them their lives had changed. their lives. We're going to be much, much better now. So, when I ask you folks in the audience, you know, how are you feeling? And was I already know it's the greatest day in your life. It's the greatest day, of the greatest political event of your life. So we're just sharing that. Well, let's go to another caller now, and let's see if we can find a caller who can resist that white tendency to self-criticize. Rose, are you in Montana, Rose?
I am. Well, thank you so very much for all of your work and all of your efforts. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to say that this is the first hope that I have felt for our country since 9/11/2001, and that I see this as the beginning of the end of career politicians and in our government. I'm hoping that given this election and what it has shown us is that it is the voice of the people that will direct a leader's actions. And this is what I've learned, because you asked, how do we feel? I'm jubilant. I am, oh my gosh, I'm a mother and a grandmother. I have had no hope for my children in a long time.
And Rose, isn't that the hardest part of it? You know, I'm 68. I can take it. You know, whatever they dish out to me and so on, I can take it.
Kids and our grandchildren.
Yeah, but the kids, they're you know, how are we going to feel? That, you know, as we this generation, my generation, as we pass the torch on to our kids, and then they, you know, it feels terrible to hand them a rotten deal.
Oh, yes, but this is what I've learned from this election. And that we can't be passive any longer, you know, that we can't sit back and, you know, just be passive about what's going on around us and give our power over to these career politicians or anybody in an elected office. We have to take our voices back and become involved. We have to once again become the watchdogs. And we are going to use, I'm going to use this Trump election. And the first thing I'm going to do is start approaching schools and teaching daycares in my community if they are doing the Pledge of Allegiance, teaching the Pledge of Allegiance to children.
Yeah, and Rose, I was helping my 11-year-old daughter with her math homework tonight. And I realized that, you know, it was a nightmare, and I realized, you know what? They're teaching her Common Core. This is Common Core. This isn't math.
Yeah,
Donald Trump is going to dump. He's going to heave that Common Core right out the window, and I'll be able to teach my daughter math the way Paul and I and George learned it, which made sense.
Right.
It's going to be
the first opportunity we have had in many, many decades. Probably in over 100 years. So let's take this opportunity, use it to get our voices back, be the watchdogs of government so that they do what we, the people, want them to do. Not a democracy, not, you know, not a 51%, but what is based on our Constitution as the Republic of the United States
beautiful.
Of America.
Beautiful, Rose. And we're going to do it right here on the show.
Thank you,
with
guys.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank
now,
you.
Now, folks, thanks. We've got some lines open. And by the way, I would like to also include in this show big thank yous to George and Paul, who, I mean, their role in making this show work has been so tremendous. And I know Paul and George, I've been getting calls all day from listeners who said, pass this along to George and to Paul, how much I appreciate what they've done. You guys add so much to this show. And
thanks a lot. And, you know, somebody who should be mentioned tonight is William Johnson. You know, he may well have saved Utah for Donald Trump. That incredibly bold move of his with the robocalls, despite all the crap he took because of it. You know, he showed fantastic leadership. Great man. Glad to be involved with him.
Hear, hear.
And James, folks, that's, George comment. Rose, thank you. In so many words, the other side has shown that they are vulnerable. They just lost. And you said go back 100 years. That might be how long it is. This is the first time in my lifetime the Rothschild Empire or the money power, whatever, They lost. This was a big thing. They were planning on winning it. They screwed it up, and they lost. It's the very first defeat, and it's our job to add more and more and more defeats. It ain't going to be easy, but they are vulnerable. And William Pierce said, they fear us. You put them together, it's true. They're more of a wolf in sheep's clothing. They're very cowardly. They can be defeated. And we could think big. You know, right now we have a victory and we're all stunned by it. But who says we can't have America in about the condition it was in 1950? Yeah. Sound impossible? Well, that's my goal.
Yeah, let's get that Canadian red ensign back up on the flagpoles. And
let's have as our new anthem, America First, right, in honor of the Hague.
Yeah. And now to answer your question about, you know, the scorecard right now, Paul, I'm looking at the map and the electoral total with not all the states reporting because some are still hanging. Donald Trump, 279 electoral votes. Hillary Clinton, 228. Still to report, Michigan, which is, I think it's 20 votes, 26. Arizona and New Hampshire. So the numbers will go up.
That's what I see, too. So they're still not calling Michigan or Arizona. Wow.
Yeah, Arizona is right now. Trump has got a lead, and it looks like with 100% reporting, he's got a 90,000 vote lead. That's going to add 11 electoral votes. So take the 279 to 290. Then Michigan, right now, Trump has a lead of it's only about 13,000 votes, but that will add 16 electoral votes. So that's 290, 306, and then New Hampshire. Right now, Hillary is leading by, she's leading by less, she's leading
one
by
vote.
One, yeah, she's leading by 1,000 votes. So, and if she gets those four votes, and her 228 will go up to 232. So, 300 electoral votes, a mandate for Donald Trump. And in the popular vote, he also did incredibly well. As it stands, with all the fraud, even with all the fraud and the dead people voting, and people voting multiple times. And folks, this is all happening on the Democrat side. There's no Republican scam network like this. Who knows how many millions of fraudulent votes? And this is one of the things. When Donald Trump drains the swamp, Giuliani drains the swamp. And what a hero Giuliani has been. He's no neocon. When they drain the swamp, one of the things they're going to do is clean up our voting system. Paul was shocked when I told him. He said, well, what does it take to vote in the U.S.? And I said, we just walk in and attest. I'm here and I'm going to vote. That's about all you have to do. That's shocking. That's not enough. We have to get a secure system, a secure border, a secure system of voting, where there is not fraud. If you don't have borders, you don't have a nation. If you don't have a secure system of trustworthy voting, you ain't got a nation, folks. And so Donald Trump, he's gonna clean house and drain that swamp. In the popular vote, go ahead, Paul.
Here's a very brief thing about our friend who worried about the neocons. Well, I think Donald Trump has a long memory of who screwed him. And they're already crawling out from the political sewers and the rat-skellers of Washington. Neoconservatives who launched the Anybody But Trump campaign are now trying to make nice with President-elect Donald Trump. These bottom feeders will attempt in typical neocon fashion to infect the Trump administration, much as they did with Reagan. The Weekly Standard editor, William Crystal, is a case in point. Crystal was the brains behind the candidacy of Mormon ex-CIA agent Evan McMullen, and the Crystal-McMullen subterfuge failed miserably, and Trump should never forget what he said about this political chicanery by the neocons, and I don't think he will forget. I think we want this to be good. We don't want it stolen from us, but I think Trump is tough, and he has a long memory for those people who were nominally conservative, or under 9 nominally, who betrayed him, and I don't think they're going to be welcome back.
Yes, and that'll be one of the things we do on the show, folks. We will help hold to account all of the traitors. Remember, throughout the whole history of the show, we said we're separating the men from the boys. We're separating the John Kasichs from the real patriots. We're separating and we're offloading the William Crystals. Never were. Bill Crystal. Bill Crystal, we don't want to hear your voice or see your face anymore. Go ahead, George.
And what a humiliation to that traitor Kasich. His own state, the white working class, ignored him and voted for Trump.
Yeah, decisively. We got a break coming up here, folks, and then we will be back with the concluding celebration segment of the Trump phenomenon.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got.
We're back, folks. And this is our last segment. Celebrating the greatest political victory in our lives, the great, as George said correctly, and Paul, this is the greatest defeat that the left, the enemy, the George Soroses of the world, this is the most stunning, resounding defeat they have ever experienced. You think we're in shock, boy, imagine they're probably completely zonked. Let's do a little, George, you said you wanted to do a roll call through the states. Let me do an honor roll here. Folks out there, see if your state is mentioned here. Here are states that really went patriot. I'll start at the bottom with the state that did the best. What state do you think did the best in this election? The smallest. It was the smallest state in America, folks. Wyoming, 70% for Trump. West Virginia, 69%. This is the honor roll. Tennessee, 61. South Dakota, 62. Oklahoma, 65. North Dakota, yay, 64. That's where I am. Nebraska, 60%. Kentucky, 63 for Trump. Arkansas, 60%. Alabama, 63% for Trump. That's the honor roll. Now, the Hall of Shame. Oh, my gosh. I've got one here, folks, that our beloved District of Criminals. oh, my gosh. The District of Criminals, Washington, D.C., went 93% for Hillary, 4% for Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. Drain
well, the biggest hall of shame definitely is the state of Virginia, where the governor went and pardoned a whole bunch of thousands and thousands of convicts so they could vote. Why yes. is that not immediately impeachable?
Well, here's the way I spell Terry McAuliffe is R-E-C-A-L-L. recall. That guy needs to go. But anyway, those of you that were in the 60% and plus states, what a thing. And there's a bunch of other great states, too, that were in the high 50s. California, you think, would be the worst. But actually, Vermont only voted 33% Republican. Thanks a lot, Bernie Sanders. And by the way, another thing, you know, now that we're doing summaries of how wonderful this is, do you realize, folks, Donald Trump won this election spending only a little bit more than Bernie Sanders? And Hillary Clinton had access to, with her super PACs and all the stuff she had going, almost $2 billion. Donald Trump beat her with less than $100 million. Unbelievable. Of his own money, less than $250 million total for the whole campaign, which is just a little bit more than Bernie Sanders spent. So, my gosh, you know, what the different aspects to this that we can relish. Let me see if I can get another call in here really quickly. I may be trying in vain. First of all, let me just thank the people that are trying to call in and ask you to call in tomorrow. We'll continue the celebration tomorrow. Carrie in Wisconsin, well done, my friend, you Wisconsinites. Fred in Pennsylvania, Kevin in Washington, Iconoclast in Ohio, Tom in Florida. I don't think we're going to be able to get to you, gentlemen. Thank you, and please call in tomorrow night. Paul, George, what can I say?
Great night.
Wunderbar. It was just wonderful. We'll continue with the celebration tomorrow night. See you there.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.